I suppose with the breeze in the first half, with the home venue, with everything sort of going for Kerry, they probably should have been further ahead at half time. The fact that they weren't meant they'd given us a lifeline. And I suppose in the second half we knew there was a bit of a breeze in our backs. We didn't believe the game was lost by any means. We felt that we were in a good position given the you know the amount of play they had. But as the game developed in the second half, we needed a goal and we got it. But right away it was wiped out. So really that was the losing of the game, not being able to consolidate the fact that we were in a position to put Kerry under pressure. And maybe it's a mark of the sign of the good team that they are, that when they were under, felt they were nearly under pressure, they responded positively and scored a goal themselves. And I suppose when they got that goal back, it was really a real tonic for them. It was as if we had never got our goal at all. And probably it was better than us. It was better than if we'd not got the goal and they just continued to play on. So that's the way it went. I do believe the sending off was harsh. I don't think running into somebody with your shoulder into their back is a sending offence. I haven't seen much of it in my time playing football, and I don't think in the kind of tackling that was going on there today that it was a red card offence. Yes, it was a foul, it was petulant, it shouldn't have happened, but to give a red card for it I thought was quite ridiculous.
Do you think the extra man made a difference, Mickey?
Without a doubt, it made a difference. I mean, Kerry's hard enough to play with 15 men. When you're playing them with 14 men, and you're struggling anyway to come to terms with the power and pace of them, then, you know, 14 men, it became sort of a damage limitation job for us, and I don't think we've made a good fist of that.
Coming to Killarney, though, Mickey, was never going to be easy for you.
Absolutely not. I mean, we never expected it. And of course, it's probably the worst result that we could have got last week from Kerry was being difficult to beat Westmeath. It would have been far better for us if they'd won comfortably pulling up, because they wouldn't have been as well focused for this game as they were today, because the media and everybody else started to write Kerry off, and we know what that does to them, and it did it to them again. So I would say that you'll still be talking about them quite late into the summer.
Is it back to the drawing board for you, Mickey, or are there positives to be taken?
No, I mean, we're at the drawing board at the minute, you know. Our drawing board has been in action this last year and a half. And, you know, it is a team in transition. There's lots of new and younger faces being introduced, phased in. We're now in Division 1 football next year, and we probably need to be playing a season in Division 1 football to get these young players to discover exactly what's required to win games at this level. And hopefully we will find that out next year when these younger players will be a year older, a little bit more mature, and hopefully some of our injured men will be back. And, you know, I think we're still a formidable outfit, and we'll be able to hold our own with a lot of teams.
Would you expect retirements, Mickey, from here?
People always talk about that at the end of a season. People always say, you know, who's going to go, and people have their own list of who should or shouldn't go. And obviously at a time like this, it's time for people to take stock of where they're at, individuals, see where it fits into their life and how much energy they have to give to this again after years and years of doing it. We never ever push anybody out of here. Quality players have been there and done it and given us a great loyal service over the years. I think they deserve to be the ones to make the decision themselves, and I think that the demands of the modern game is often the thing that influences their decision. So it's not about a manager or anybody else telling them to go. It's about looking at what's required and seeing can they commit to that, and that quite often is the determining factor in whether players stay or go.
You'll be around next year?
Me? Of course I will.